This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Over the 4th of July weekend, I pondered many thoughts about Independence Day and the birth of our nation. What an accomplishment and worthy of awe by everyone in the world. I also thought about the blood, sweat, and tears that went into not only creating our great country, but also defending it against any and all threats for over 200 years. Threats? Yes, there have been many from both foreign and domestic players. Let's talk about that for a minute. Frankly, it was with disgust that I saw some of the comments from so-called Americans who not only doubt our country, but come right out and call us any variety of unflattering names. Why do they do that? Well, because they can. This is America, and the right to free speech and your opinion is what made this country great. Well, that is until lately. Let's talk about movie stars first. These individuals have made millions and millions of dollars on the back of America, who uses a capitalist system that allowed individuals unlimited earning potential. These people have become incredibly wealthy under our system of freedom. But no, they need to bite the hand that literally fed them because of some misguided beliefs. Hey, go to China or Russia or Iran and become a movie star. You'll be working for the state, making very little money, and living in a cement block housing tenement. Somehow they think because they're rich, they're incredibly intelligent as well. Well, bad news, you're not. Or how about musicians in America? Same thing applies. Our system has allowed you to not only produce whatever music you like, but again to make millions and millions of dollars off the citizens of the country that you tell us you despise. You're racial, homophobic, discriminating, and on and on and on. Let's look at these American musicians. In other countries throughout the world, you'd be censored. A lot of your music would land you in some rotten third world jail, or worse yet, make you an enemy of the state. But not here. In America that you hate, you can create and profit from anything you do. How about the politicians? Well, where to start? Whether you're a Democrat, Republican, or independent, you should love America first. The freedoms that you enjoy to open your mouth and spout the most vile and disgusting things about our country is uniquely American. Whether you agree or disagree with other lawmakers, your first duty is to America the country and to make sure you honor and praise her at every stop. I understand you have to campaign to win re-election, but for goodness sakes, have some class about it. Don't throw around disgusting charges. It's pretty simple. Either be an American and love our country warts and all, or pack your sorry fanny in your private Learjet and leave. I'm sure other countries would love to have you spouting trash about them. It'd give them something to do by throwing you in the clink. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.